Aircheckdownloads.com. This is Greatest Hits Radio
across South Wales.
Sounds like this.
It was all about M People in the 90s, wasn't it? Moving on up, Billy Joel and Tell Her About It. It's Phil Hoyles. It's Greatest Hits Radio South Wales. How are you this morning? 2 degrees and cloudy outside at the moment. Dawn is just about breaking. Been outside in the car park and looks absolutely gorgeous this morning. Should be nice and dry as well, which is always nice. Music on the way from Womack and Womack Before Your Knees, and this from Fleetwood Mac.
Play Greatest Hits Radio.
On digital radio, on the app, online, and on your smart speaker. Across South Wales.
This is Greatest Hits Radio.
Wales's First Minister says COVID-19 will still pose challenges.
Across South Wales.
This is Greatest Hits Radio.
Good morning, 8.02 is the time. It's Phil Hoyles. It's Saturday breakfast. Music from Stevie V after this starts the hour from Chic and the Freak on Greatest Hits Radio.
Sound like this.
Playing the biggest songs of the 70s, 80s and 90s, it's Greatest Hits Radio South Wales. 8.13, Saturday morning, dry but cloudy and very cold today. 2 degrees outside at the moment. Candy Staten and the Young Hearts Run Free, Steve Winwood and Higher Love. And we started this hour with Chic and Le Freak. So we're talking today about fessing up. It's only the 2nd of January, but have you already broken those New Year's resolutions? Did you make any in the first place? Maybe it's the same ones that you make every single year, and by the third, they're always broken. Let me know the details. 0333 323 113. Drop me a text. Text the word Wales and a message to 61054. Or find us at Grace Hits Radio South Wales on Facebook. Here's Nick Kershaw. It's Maxi Priest and Close to You, Nick Kershaw, and Wouldn't It Be Good Before That? Saturday morning, Greatest Hits Radio South Wales. It's Phil Hoyles. Good morning. How are you this morning? So did he make any New Year's resolutions? It's the year that we always try to do them, isn't it? And you always hear people talking about them and writing about them on the socials. And it's also the time of year that we have a lot of people kind of predicting the future. Now, a psychic who's pretty famous has made some predictions by throwing asparagus across the room. She's claimed to foresee the events of 2021, including the new normal. I think everybody can see that, can't they? She does say, though, that there could be a royal breakup on the cards. Her name is Jemima Packington. She's from Evesham. She uses asparagus, the tips of the asparagus. She throws them into the air, and apparently she can tell them and read them by the way they fall on the floor. They're calling her Mystic Veg, and she says that there's lots of things to look out for in 2021, including extremes of weather. She says that will continue with tropical storms becoming more frequent. Apparently Gus is going to be a popular baby name in 2021. It's all pretty vague, it has to be said. I want specifics when I read a story like this, right? I don't know, it's going to rain in Kenvig at 2 p.m. That's what I'm looking out for, but there's none of that.
Greatest Hits Radio.
Whatever you missed out on in 2020.
This is Greatest Hits Radio.
Across South Wales.
Sound like this.
Good morning, it's Saturday the 2nd of January. It's Phil Hoyles for playing the biggest songs of the 70s, 80s and 90s. It's a very cold morning. Just going to check in on the front pages for you this morning. We start with Brexit. Britain will bounce back. That's on the Daily Express. The Guardian reports on the government's decision to keep all schools closed in London due to the coronavirus pandemic. Raving mad. That's the headline on the front of the Daily Mirror, which reports that hundreds of people defied coronavirus rules by gathering for parties on New Year's Eve. The Sun reports that Anne McPartlin will marry his girlfriend. Teachers are demanding that all schools, not just those in London, should stay closed when the term begins due to fast-spreading coronavirus. That's the top story in the Daily Telegraph today. The Times reports that 2 million doses of the Oxford AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine will be made each week from the middle of January. Boris Johnson's self-congratulation over Brexit comes as Scotland's First Minister vows to push harder for another independence referendum. That's the FT Weekend. And the Daily Mail reports that doctors are rebelling against the government's policy regarding second doses of the coronavirus vaccine. Some of the headlines on today's papers. Good morning.
Aircheckdownloads.com.